Hamas. The Labour leader has been speaking at the Scottish Labour Conference in Glasgow. Meanwhile, Gaza's second largest hospital is out of service, according to Hamas. It says only four medical staff are left at the Nasser facility in Khan Yunis after it was raided by the Israeli military. This patient escaped and is now in a refugee camp in Rafah.
We had children with us and lots of belongings, but we only took blankets when we left. We were surrounded by tanks and bulldozers. The children were scared and the martyrs were on the road.
A human rights group claims more than 400 people have been arrested in Russia while paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in prison in Siberia. A study shows more parents in England are suffering financially so they can pay for childcare. The survey found almost half of mums and dads of under fives are in debt or raided their savings, up from 35% in 2023. In sport, England's cricketers have suffered a crushing defeat by 434 runs in the third test against India, who go 2-1 up in the series. The hosts set a huge target of 557 runs, but Ben Stokes' side were all out for just 122. Former England captain Michael Atherton says it was a poor showing.
Although it looks bad today, England actually lost the game on the first innings on that second morning after Ben Duckett's brilliant 100 to get up with India on that first innings, and that's really where England lost it, giving away that big first innings lead.
Elsewhere, Rangers have moved to the top of the Scottish Premiership with a 3-0 win at St Johnstone. Today's Premier League action is just getting underway with bottom side Sheffield taking on Brighton. And Cillian Murphy, Claire Foy and Barry Keoghan will be on the red carpet at the BAFTA Film Awards later. It's taking place at London's Royal Festival Hall. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm delighted to say the fabulous Tony Smith is here to twiddle the, flashing knobs. How are you, Tony?
It still makes me laugh when you say that. Fleshy nubs. Yeah, I'm already. Thank you. I'm really good. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. And it was Pancake Day this week. Did you have pancakes?
No, I haven't really had pancakes for ages. I'm not a great lover of them, but I completely forgot.
Well, I used to make them, but I don't like them.
No, normally.
No, but
really.
I'm good at them. But the way I like them is if they're really, really thin.
Yeah.
And then I put something like banana inside and chocolate sauce.
Maybe I like them with that lemon, that little squeezy thing. Remember,
you just like them plain.
Plastic yellow thing used to.
Yeah. We did have them on that. I did a telly show recently, and it was the 1970s dinner party, and they served up plain pancakes, and I didn't have the heart to say, I don't like them.
Yuck.
But listen, loads of people do. Yeah. I think if they're really, really thin, then they're quite nice.
Yeah, and they've got to be cooked just right, haven't they? Because yeah, exactly. Not too burnt, but not, you know, a little bit of brownie, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Valentine's Day this week as well, wasn't it?
So, it was, yeah.
And so I'm going to play my first song, which is Love is in the Air, John Paul Young.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when you call out my name.
Was Love Is in the Air, John Paul Young, 1977, was UK number 5. In addition to his singing career, John Paul became well known for his regular appearances as host on Australia's version of TV's Countdown, where he first performed this song. But I'm also playing this song for Colin 2401, who requested it to be played this week for Valentine's Day. So I hope you enjoyed that, Colin. And I wanted to thank everyone for their lovely messages on Twitter. We'll read out a couple later. And did you celebrate Valentine's Day, Tony?
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, I did buy a card.
That is very good. Yeah. And what happened last year?
Yeah, last year didn't go so well because, as I said, we have a little kitchen cupboard. We keep loads of spare cards for, you know, in case someone has a birthday and we've forgotten about it. And I'd forgotten about Valentine's. I went through the cards and I found a Valentine's card. I thought, that's Andy. And I gave that to her. But unbeknown to me, it's the one that she bought to give to me, and she hid it in that little stack of cards. So when she opened it and she got the card that I was meant to have, she
went ballistic.
Yeah, didn't speak to me for a couple of days. So this year I had to buy a card, and even then I forgot. I got my brother to get it for me. It was at the shop.
Well, I did get a card. That was a surprise. And I got some chocolates. Ferrero Rocher, I love those.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Yeah. So that was good this year. But last year, I said, if you're going to get me a card, get me a card with nice words. Right. And he bought this really nice card, but it was for Mrs. from my Mrs. So it was for a gay couple. I hadn't read the front. Anyway.
Us fellas are rubbish at buying cards.
I know, you are. And as you said, you don't even read the words.
No, look at if it's got a nice picture on it, that'll do.
That'll do.
Yeah, we never.
A cuddly toy.
Yeah.
Okay, but the beat goes on. Let's play that, Sonny and Cher.
Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Thing, T.D. Piper is our newborn king, And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket.
Little girls will break their hearts.
to war. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da da dee, la da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. The cars keep on going faster all the time.
Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da,
and the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
That was The Beat Goes On, Sonny and Cher, 1967, and I'm playing it for what would have been Sonny Bono's birthday. Sonny and Cher met in a coffee shop. At the time, they both happened to work for Phil Spector, and Cher was a session singer and Sonny was a record promoter, and they started recording together under the name Caesar and Cleo. Did you know that?
No, no.
Not a lot of people know. Not only that, not. I'm trying to practice it. Not a lot of people know this, but Sonny wrote the song Needles and Pins, which was a huge hit for the Searchers.
Cockney, that's good, a little bit of Cockney there.
Is that right? Yeah, that's right. It was supposed to be Michael Caine. It was, yeah. So I didn't know that Sonny wrote for the song for Needles and Pins. But he also went on to become mayor of Palm Springs from 1988 to 1992. And he was later elected to Congress, making him the only person to have a number one hit, I Got You Babe, and be elected to Congress.
Yeah, stranger things have happened since on the Americans, but yeah. It's,
well, Arnie is one, isn't he?
Arnie, yeah, he was governor of California, wasn't
Arnie
he?
Back.
But he can't run for president because he's not officially born. He can only run if you're born in the country.
So, oh, really?
Even though he's got citizenship, he can't.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. I'm going to do Arnie from now on. Okay, let's play an animal's number. This is Boom Boom.
For my feet. Baby, way you walk, the way you talk. When you walk that walk and you're talking that talk, you knocking me out right off of my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean right now. Come on, come on. Come on, shake it up, baby.
Boom Boom, The Animals, 1964, written by John Lee Hooker, who originally recorded it. And I'm playing it for what would have been guitarist Vic Briggs' birthday, which was on Valentine's Day. The founder members of The Animals were Eric Burden, Alan Price, Chas Chandler, John Steele and Hilton Valentine.
Yeah, wow.
By pure luck. But it was also, this song was used in a James Bond film. Do you remember which one?
Skyfall.
Correct. Very good, Tony. It was when the evil Raoul Silver's Merlin helicopter attacks and destroys James Bond's childhood home.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And his car, and the Aston Martin.
No.
Yeah, I was only a model.
That was what you were upset about.
Yeah, I was like, oh, the car, the car. Do the house, but leave the car. I mean, it's an Aston Martin.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, let's play a UB40 number. This is Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Wise men sing, only fools rushing. But I hate falling in love with you.
That was Can't Help Falling in Love With You, UB40, 1993. It was UK number one. And I'm playing it for singer Ali Campbell's birthday, which was on the 15th of February. Originally recorded by Elvis Presley, UB40 were asked to record an Elvis song of their choice for a film called Honeymoon in Vegas. Having recorded it, they didn't use it for the film. So UB40 considered scrapping it as it didn't really fit with the other songs they were recording for their forthcoming album. But it was Robin Campbell who suggested that they include it in the album as he thought it would be a smash hit. He was right. This was UB40's biggest hit.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. One they didn't want to do.
Yeah, it's mad. And not all Elvis songs that are done by other people it turned out to be, you know, as
and
good
also that,
well,
they gave it a reggae beat, which is brilliant. Thought was great. Yeah, and they are UB40 featuring Ali Campbell are currently on a world tour and will arrive in the UK this April.
Yeah, brilliant. I've seen them live. They're fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love that group. And talking of Elvis, should we play an Elvis Presley number?
Yes.
Okay. We're shook up.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up. When I'm near the girl that I love the best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. You touch my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. It's tight when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
That was All Shook Up. Elvis Presley was a UK number one. It was written by Otis Blackwell and Elvis Presley. And I'm playing it for what would have been Otis Blackwell's birthday, which would have been on the 16th of February. He often wrote for Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis. This song was written on a dare as one of the owners of Shalimar Music wandered into the office to find Otis shaking a bottle of Pepsi. And he was struggling with song ideas at the time. So the owner suggested he write one called All Shook Up. Because he was shaking the bottle so much. And the song was written and finished in a couple of days. Elvis was credited as one of the writers of this song on his manager, Colonel Tom Parker's say-so, despite the fact Elvis had nothing to do with his writing. That's a clever manager.
Yeah, happened quite a few times. Yeah. That was top of the charts as well, that one. 1957, that was. Can you believe it?
I know.
Wow.
Wow. And also, just a few years ago.
I remember it
Let's
well.
Let's not date ourselves. the same thing happened on his previous hit, Don't Be Cruel. And they're going to do an Elvis Evolution. The Elvis Hologram Show will premiere in London this November before touring to Las Vegas, Tokyo and Berlin. Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and get on.
I want to go and see that.
That'll be brilliant. Right. I mean, the other one's meant to be good. The other ones they've had, but not the Elvis, like different...
Not
different
ABBA.
ABBA, yeah.
I'm not into ABBA, but Elvis, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, yeah, really. I mean, uh-huh.
I wonder, everyone would probably go dressed as Elvis, wouldn't they? I would probably just go. Just Elvis.
But you are always dressing up as Elvis.
Oh, thank you very
when
much.
You do, when you do your gigs, you dress up as Elvis. You talk as Elvis. And what were you telling me about what you do to your son?
Yeah,
because you're a keen Elvis.
I am. I do like a bit of Elvis. I have Elvis CDs in my car, which my son hates.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Yeah, yeah.
And he moans because he says, "Why do I have to sing like Elvis when his songs are on?" I pick him up at school. Elvis is playing, and. And if he moans, I take the long way home. So he has to listen to it just twice
even
as long.
More.
And he throws a right wobbly.
It's really weird because you think, how can you not like Elvis? But obviously it's not like sort of the trendy thing.
You know, he said to me, Dad, no one listens to Elvis. I goes, yes, they don't. None of my friends listen to Elvis. I goes, well, I listen to Elvis. My car, my CD, Elvis is on.
It's Elvis.
But it's the same CD. So it's only got about 10 tracks. So I keep repeating.
So he's sick to death of them.
Yeah. Treat me nice. Oh, that's so funny. It's like, no.
Yeah, you just amuse yourself. Taking them. You're just winding them up.
It's like doing a school run.
Yeah, okay, let's play a Supertramp number. This is The Logical Song. is the logical song, Supertramp, 1979. I'm playing it for sax player John Helliwell's birthday, which was on the 15th of February. This song won the Ivor Novello Award for Best Song, both musically and lyrically, in 1980. Writer Roger Hodgson claims he wrote this as a protest to English schooling in a similar vein to Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, because he was sent away to boarding school for 10 years and he said he emerged totally confused as to who he was or what was going on. Yeah, I'm not sure about boarding schools.
No, not me. I don't know.
I know my dad wanted to send me to a boarding school and I wouldn't go.
You put your foot down?
No. So he sent Anne. She only lasted 6 months and that was it.
I didn't like it.
Ran away. No, because... Like, who do you turn to, you know, if you've got your mum or dad or something, you know?
And daunting, I suppose, isn't it?
Sorry?
Daunting experience.
It's daunting. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. As a child, you need to talk to someone. Where's your parents to do it?
Probably a little bit old-fashioned now, isn't it? I suppose that's probably, you know, back,
you think King Charles and all them went through that, but, you know, how did they fare? You know, and then you get bullying and things like that.
Don't know much about them, apart from the film, St. Trinians.
Exactly what
George
like.
Cole, do you remember?
Yeah, I love it. And Alistair. Oh, God, what's his name? He played the
Craigfield.
Mistress.
That's right, yeah.
The male playing the female. Anyway, shall we move on? Shall we play Smooth Santana featuring Rob Thomas? Thomas, 1999, was a UK number three, and I'm playing it for what would have been bassist David Brown's birthday, which would have been on the 15th of February. And this track won Song of the Year at the 2000 Grammy Awards. Well, we were booging on down to that one, weren't we, Tom?
Yeah, it's a great track, isn't it? Santana.
Okay, let's play a Duran Duran number. This is The Reflex.
Da-da-da-da.
1984 was UK number one, and I'm playing it for guitarist Andy Taylor's birthday, which was on the 16th of Feb. Duran Duran sent this track to Nile Rodgers, who remixed it for them at the band's request. And Nile came up with the remix using new sampling technology, and Duran Duran say that this took the song to a different level. And also Chic and Nile Rodgers have enjoyed many years of collaboration with Duran Duran and have opened many of Duran Duran's shows on tour, as well as supporting on a number of their albums. And they've got a series of concerts coming up, haven't they?
Yeah, they're still going strong, yeah. Duran Duran.
And I think they're going to including Latitude Festival in Southwold. That'd be lovely, on the 28th of July.
Yeah, it's that'd good. There's some a lot of concerts are struggling at the moment, a lot of festivals, so it's good
are
to
they?
See. Yeah, good to see some still going. Yeah, a few cancellations this year.
Oh, really?
Especially on some of the local ones, but...
I thought that everyone was went to all of them, but...
Yes.
Well, it's the weather as well, I would have
thought. Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know. It's probably just sheer cost of things nowadays, you know, trying to...
How much do they charge, then, for these?
Well, I think it's just the not only the artists, it's the backstages that are so much, aren't they? The setups and the, you know, the health safety now, all the fences you've got to put up. It's such a massive, massive task. You've got to take your hat off to anyone organising these type of things.
That organises it, yeah. Did you know, not a lot of people know this, Duran Duran had their very own board game?
And no.
It was called The Arena.
What was it about, do you know?
It was designed for 2 to 4 players, with the idea was to collect video cards and band member cards, accumulating points along the way. And the player with the most points wins. Well, I don't get that, but probably worked. But not a lot of people know this. We had an Hello Hello board game.
Did you?
I think I've got it at home. Yeah, somewhere. Never played it. Oh, you know you've made it when you've got a board game like that. Okay, let's play an Ed Sheeran number, The Shape of You.
A club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. My friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Shape of You.
That was Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, 2016, UK number one. In fact, it was the best-selling song of the UK in 2017. And I'm playing it for Ed Sheeran's birthday, which was yesterday, the 17th of February. And Ed is not only passionate about music, but also painting and art. And he's been in the news recently for donating a whopping £1 million to his old school in Suffolk, the Thomas Mills School. The grant was made possible by the Framlington Trust, which Sheeran funds. And it's providing fresh learning resources and has funded new expressive arts course for Year 8 students. That's brilliant that he does that, gives money back.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was in a village where he lived once.
Was it Framlington?
Yeah.
Because we were the panto that I was in, which is the Regent's Theatre, Ipswich. So we had actually Prince Sheeran, because it was from that, because he was from that area. And in Framlington, have they got anything put up to say that Ed lives there or anything like that?
I can't remember, but I know I went in a couple of shops and we was talking to the people, the owners of the shops. One of them was a toy shop, funny enough, and they were saying that he comes in quite often. He just pops in and you know.
Well, he seems quite normal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And even though he must be mega rich and very talented, yeah, but just, yeah, pops in.
Must be hard to walk in your local or something as well, and with all of, you know, everyone much. Oh, and sing
I think
song,
people get used
song.
To people, though, don't they?
If
you're in an area, small village or something, they go, oh, it's him. I think they do that with me when I'm down there. Oh, it's you. It's a hello.
Do people say hello to you? Do you ever get that?
Sometimes I listen very carefully. Bet you haven't heard that one before. Okay, let's play a Robbie Williams number. This is Angels.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel the love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. Instead,
That was Angels, Robbie Williams, 1997. It was attributed to Robbie Williams, Ray Heffernan, and Guy Chambers, UK number 4. And I'm playing it for Robbie's birthday, which was on the 13th of Feb. Robbie turned 50 this week and celebrated with a skiing trip in the Alps. And initially, there was a dispute over who actually wrote this song. Robbie claimed to have written it in about half an hour with Guy Chambers, while Ray Heffernan claims he met Robbie in a bar in Dublin in 1996. They had a few beers, after which the two worked together adapting the song, which Heffernan had already written. The plot thickens. In the end, Heffernan was paid $7,500 to settle out of court.
That's not a lot, is it?
No, but maybe in those days. I don't know. When probably was it? 1997. Maybe it was not then. But meanwhile, it's been announced that Robbie will be headlining along with Kylie Minogue at the BST Festival in Hyde Park on the 6th of July.
Yeah, that'd be wicked. That's the free one, isn't it? You can go for free, I believe.
Is it? British Summertime Festival. Hmm. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that'd be
and
wicked.
And then, great. Yeah, great lineup, Kylie and Robbie. Brilliant. Okay, should we play a JLS number? This is Eternal Love.
To your night, favorite drink on ice. We can watch the sun go down under city lights. Talk about our life, people we don't like. Nobody can judge our past. We'll be alright, just the two of us. Baby, that's enough. Every time I look at you, girl, I feel a rush. Life can never be tough if we stay stuck. If we stay together till forever and a day, love. I know we're way up, even if the sky falls today. I know we won't break up. They say, 'cause you know you're beautiful. City is alive, but nothing can compare to the moments here inside. Looking in your eyes, incredible sight. I just wanna capture it all. I know we're way up, even if the sky falls today. I know we won't break up, 'cause I know that nothing they say will ever change us. You'll always blow them away. No, you don't care what they say, 'cause you know you're beautiful. Nothing they say will ever change us. You'll always blow them away. No, you don't care what they say, 'cause you know you're beautiful. Hey.
That was Eternal Love, JLS 2021, written by Ed Sheeran. And I'm playing it for singer Aston Marigold's birthday, which was on the 13th of February. JLS formed in 2008, went their separate ways in 2013, but this was written as their comeback song in 2021, and they followed it up with a comeback tour in 2022. And when writing this, Ed Sheeran thought it would be a fun idea to include a secret message in the song for JLS fans. So the line, "Forever and a Day," is a nod to their song, "Everybody in Love." Not a lot of people know that. No. Did you know that, Tony?
No, I didn't know that. I knew...
Now we're going to listen to it and go, oh.
Yeah, you could hear it in there. It's a typical JLS song, isn't it? It's a fantastic track.
But during the band's break, Aston appeared in Strictly Come Dancing and The Masked Singer. And Aston teamed up with friend and JLS member Marvin Humes this weekend to co-host on Radio Heart for the first time. The duo shared JLS stories and played tracks from the noughties. And it's funny because Marvin Humes is really lovely, because Marvin and Rochelle Humes were on Mr. and Mrs. with me and my husband and Kelsey and Tom Parker. And they were all really good, you know. They knew everything. And I said, oh, we don't even know about anything about each other. And then we won.
Did you?
Yeah, we won. And we got £30,000.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
That's good.
It was amazing. Gave it to the Dream Factory. And, not for us. Yep, for your charity.
Yeah, for your charity. But still, it's still a good amount to win, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. And JLS will be touring to selected venues around the UK from June. Okay, shall we play a Meatloaf number?
Yeah, it's got a great track.
Bat Out of Hell.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining oh so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. Song.